And we're talking about the iStore heat pump hot water.
We are indeed. It's just been a bit over a year since we've introduced the iStore heat pump hot water unit to our energy efficient lineup of products.
And how's the demand been?
It's well and truly exceeded our expectations. We're at the point now we're installing one of these every other day, all the way up and down the northwest coast and beyond.
Great to hear. And I guess it shouldn't be such a huge surprise to most people, well aware that hot water generally makes up, I think, about 25% of our bill, and we're reminded so every 90 days when the power bills certainly hit the mailbox.
Well, they certainly are. It's like, and hot water, as you say, is a big part of everyone's power bill. Look, we've had a couple of clients already that have had their hot water cylinders outside that have failed, as in their old ones. Those guys were in a great position to easily transition to an iStore unit. In that case, it was just drain and remove the old energy guzzling cylinder and connect up to the new iStore unit, and away they went. But guess what? This is the best bit. They're now heating their hot water for around 70% less running costs.
Wow, fantastic. And I believe a couple of units that you've had to move outside as heat pumps had to go outside, so needed to relocate the cold and hot piping and rerun the electrical circuits.
A cream job sometimes, Tasmanians do like putting their hot water cylinders inside cupboards.
Yeah.
And heat pump hot water units do have to go outside, so we have to rerun the cold and hot piping, electrical circuits, and that adds about $500 to the cost. But this is also, Lee, why we do free on-site quotes, to get all our ducks in a row so the clients know what they're in for and so the job runs smoothly on the day.
Tell us, Adrian, about the larger iStore 270 litre models.
So these ones are big enough to deal with the most strenuous of household water demands, and look, they're the most popular choice out of the two we've got. Because, look, most people with high hot water bills usually have families and washing lots of clothes and having lots of showers and things.
Yeah, and the 180 litre units, they've been a bit of a hit as well, haven't they? I remember you just telling me just off air with a lot of people that only have, say, a two-person household.
That's right. So whereas most heat pump hot water units do not really cater for empty nesters, as they're geared for bigger households with higher water consumption requirements, that 180 litre unit is just perfect. It's a perfect fit and price for those who just don't need the grunt or the storage capacity of the 270-litre model. And the small unit just keeps the price down and gets the job done, and it's perfect for units and apartments.
So the question is, why are they such a hit?
The main reason, I think, is they're so easy to install, and they're lowering your hot water cost by, around 70%.
Yeah, keeping the cost down.
Yeah, that's right. And the other reason is they attract a reasonable government rebate. So just over $1,000 off the price for the smaller 180-litre unit and around $950 for the larger 270-litre unit. Which all helps the cause to get your water bills lower, less damage out of your hip pocket.
So having the ability to heat your hot water for around, say, 70% less energy consumption, I guess that is the main driver here.
That is the case. So while there's a few different ways we can do this and a few different products that we can do it with, the iStore is just proving to be the most popular choice at the moment.
And got pretty good looks.
They are. They're actually a very smart-looking unit. And look, if you'd like to find out more about the iStore, have a look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. Or alternatively, we've just put some installation photos up on our DMS Energy Facebook page, so you can have a look at the product in its fully installed position. That way you can see if it's right for you, and if you have any questions, just give us a call on 1300 502 599, or alternatively, you can pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton.
Who doesn't want heaps of hot water with lower bills at the same time, mate?
That's correct, mate. The product sells itself. So, and just to finish today's power savers, well, I thought we'd mention some of you out there with solar systems will have received your letters from CBOS, who ran out of the Department of Justice, and they're encouraging everyone to get their solar system serviced. It's been quite an interesting response, and the calls have been coming in quite regularly since the program started. One thing I would like to mention, though, is the letter says you should have your system serviced every 12 months, and this is the only part of the scheme DMS Energy disagree with. 3 to 5 years, in our view, is more than adequate, as long as when the system is inspected and any repairs made, it is done to a standard and an expectation that it should be good for another 3 to 5 years.
And you had a lady give you a call to inquire.
That's right. So this is sort of why I'm mentioning it today. She rang up, she goes, oh, look, she wanted a price on how much it was going to cost to get her small solar system removed, and she couldn't afford to have it serviced every year. And she was very relieved it wasn't the case. It didn't need to be done every 12 months. So just to emphasise, though, we're not taking away from the importance of getting your solar system serviced. There's many out there, Lee, that are over a decade old and have never been looked at since the day they were installed. So it is sensible risk mitigation to have them looked at from time to time. Poorly maintained solar systems might not be working efficiently. parts may be deteriorating, especially those cheaper systems, such as we saw from the back in the old Eurosolar and True Value Solar days, where they dumped heaps of cheap product into the state and then they just disappeared.
And the worst case scenario, fire.
That's right. So we can't sugarcoat it. Worst case scenario is fire. So let's be serious about safety and not forget about those panels on our roof.
And pop into DMS Energy, as you mentioned, 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. You're on Facebook or go to the website, and you do travel right across the northwest coast. Adrian, Luke, you have a great day and a great week. We'll have more Power Savers in 7 days' time.
No worries. Cheers, Lee.